certainly very heartwarming to be able to meet with so many Talmidim from the yeshiva. It's a tremendous chizuk when one sees the peiris of Talmidim holding and learning Talmidei Chachamim. So, but, you know, what else is there? Reshiva Ravudiman used to pride himself that his Talmidim, regardless of what we'll call it careers, professions they chose for themselves, they should always be holding and learning. And this was his dream, that the yeshiva should produce B'nai Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, and Baruch Hashem, to see such a gathering of Shtarka B'nai Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, is a nachas for the yeshiva. In this week's parsha, we have a lois asei, v'savaru esh b'chol meshvei seichem, v'zal darshin from this pasuk that Misas Bezdin is not Daicha Shabbos. V'savaru esh b'chol meshvei seichem, that when there's a din sreifa, you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos, can't carry out Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. The Rambam counts it in Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's a lois asei. The Rambam brings it in the Yad, the Isser of carrying out punishment on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Shin Lamed Tes discusses whether the Isser of carrying out punishment on Shabbos is only when there's Chilul Shabbos involved, or there's an Isser Bechlal to punish on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham wants to know, in the application, the Rambam applies it to Malkus, where's the Chilul Shabbos? He says, maybe it's Chabura, maybe it is a Kilkel. The Gemara says that when Bezdin carries out Misas Bezdin, even though it seems on the surface that it's a Kilkel, you're destroying a person, it's Mekalkel. But the Gemara says it's a Tikkun for the person, so it's considered Chilul Shabbos. So in Einshim, perhaps there's Chilul Shabbos, and that's the Yisoid of the Yisr. But that's the question the Magen Avraham remains with. Rabbi Kveger brings a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in his Psicha, Dilcha Shabbos, has a suffix whether included in this halacha is also the din of being kaifa, a person to do a mitzvah. The Gemara says if a person refuses to do a mitzvah, makana sashatetse nafshay, is halacha of kfiya. Is that included in this halacha? Is that considered for these purposes an einish, and therefore it's necessary to be done on Shabbos? Or is that not bechlal, this parsha bechlal, because all we're doing is forcing a person to do what he's supposed to do? That's a question the Prima Godim has. The Ramban in Chumash, in Parshas Yisrei, he's speaking about Zohar v'Shomar, writes that Zohar and Shomar by Shabbos are keneged Asay and Lois Asay. Zohar is Asay and Shomar is Lois Asay. Keneged Asay and Kol HaTorah Kula and Lois Asay and Kol HaTorah Kula. The Ramban says that Mitzvah Asay is an expression of Ava of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. A Lois Asay is an expression of Yira. When a person listens to the Rabbanu Shel Olam and isn't Ivar Alois Asay, it's an expression of Yira. When he listens to the Rabbanu Shel Olam and does a Mitzvah Asay, it's an expression of Ava. When a person is Ivar Alois Asay, it's a much more Dover Chamor, much worse than someone who doesn't do a Mitzvah Asay, because one is showing a lack of Yira, which is a much bigger Avla, than someone showing a lack of Ava. So the Kiyam Asay is more Choshev than the Kiyam of Alav. Being Oiver Alav is worse than being Oiver and Asay. So like the Ramban, perhaps that's a Havana that the Torah tells us an Asay is Deicha Lois Asay, because the conflict the person is facing is, should I be Mekayim the Asay or be Mekayim the Lois Asay? That's how the Meshech Chochm understands the Ramban. So you're dealing with what does the Torah want me to be Mekayim? Should I be Mekayim the Asay, be Mekayim the Lois Asay? So the Ramban, the Kiyam of the Asay, the Torah says, is more Choshev than the Kiyam of the Lav. And the Ramban adds, and therefore when a person is over a loisa say, you find Malkus, you find Misa. When a person is over an say, you don't find such Einshim. Except when a person is a Meirid and refuses to do a mitzvah, then there's a halacha of makanoisai, hachateitse nafshai. So when there's a merida, even by an assay, you find such a din. As the way the Ramban seems to present it, it sounds like the inyan of makanoisai, hachateitse nafshai, is some element of a response of an einish to a merida of the person. That's what it sounds like from the Ramban. The Nesivos and the Ktzais have a disagreement. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, if a person sees someone being over a loisa say, he's allowed to hit him. The Gemara is speaking about hitting an Eved that's supposed to be Yotze, so now he's not Mutter on a Shifcha Kananis anymore. So Lafrusha means Sura, he's allowed to hit him. What about a person who observes somebody being Mevatel and Asay? Someone is not doing an assay. Can the plain person, the yochid, does he have the right to also get involved and be maka? So the Nesivos writes in Simon Gimel, there's no nafkamina. A person sees someone being over a lav, someone being mevatel an assay. So the private person can be meicha, he could be maka, to make sure the person does what's right. He should stop from doing an aveira, should make sure he does what he's supposed to do. The Ktzais and the Mesayiv of HaNesivos, Tainus on the Nesivos and says they're two separate dinim. There's Lafrusha Misura. You see a person wearing kalayim. So some Rishonim understand in the Gemara Brochus, Mafshita Ibishuk. You see him doing a loisa say, so you stop him. And as the Ktzais writes, Hakoba Alma, you can hit him to stop him. But the halach of Makanis Hachatetse Nafshai, the din of Isoi, of Kaifan Isoi, that's Bezdin's job. That's something that's Moser to Bezdin. The Ktzais Tainas on the Nesivos, a get Ma'usa has to be through Bezdin. Otherwise, it's not a kosher a get. That's the jurisdiction of Bezdin. So the Ktzais, these are not the same sugya. There's one sugya, Lafrusha Misura of Hakala Ba'alma, but Makanu Sechetetse Nafshai, Zok Tzais, that's only Bezdin's domain. The Tzais expresses himself. We only find by certain lavim that it's Nitin Lahatzila B'Nafshai. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, by certain Averis, you see a person is Reidif, Acher certain Averis, that's a Machlekes Tanoim, which Averis, but certain Averis, we find it in of Nitin Latzila ben Afshay, Masha Enkein, Zokter Tzais, by an Asay, that the right of to be Matzel ben Afshay, that's in the hands of Bezdin. As he seems to be comparing what we find by Lois Asay, by Select Lavim, Nitin Latzila ben Afshay, to the din of Makana Sashatetse Nafshe, which is in Bezdin's hands, Zokter Tzais, you don't find a din by a regular assay, Nitin Latzila ben Nafshe. Bezdin has a right to be Makana Sashatetse Nafshe. That's a din in Bezdin. And Mimela, he's arguing with the Nesivos. The Tzais seems to be understanding that this din of Makana Sashatetse Nafshe is some type of a din that's a me'ain of Matzilim ben Nafshai, and it's Nimsa Tebez, and the Tzais even writes, he says, the early Chachmei HaMusar, it means the Ramban, this Ramban and Chumash, that they talk about the Chashivas of the Mitzvah Saseh, and that's the Din of Makana Sechetetei Nafshai, is referring to this Ramban in Yisrael, and the Ramban understands, that the Tzais understands in this Ramban, that that's what's essentially being said. That Bezdin was given the koyach of Isoy, the koyach of being what he calls Matzilim ben Nafshai, and Melech Zok Tzais, you don't find that that din is Moser to a Stam person. By Lavim, by specific Lavim you have it, but not by Mitzvah Saseh. It's mashma to me from the way the Tzais sees the din of Makana Sechetetei Nafshai, that it's also a halacha that's Nimser to Bezdin. So even though it's a din of Matzilim ben Nafshai, but he understands that that's the jurisdiction of Bezdin. The Mishlo Melech has a shayla. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that by Abob and Machteris, the Torah says that the Balabayas has a right to kill the intruder. The Abob and Machteris, the Torah seems to deal with it as Habol Lahargah Chashkin Bahargai. He's coming to steal, but it could evolve into a confrontation. So Chazal used that lashon Habol Lahargah Chashkin Bahargai. That's Aloch Abob and Machteris. And then we have the dinam of Raidif. Raidif Acher Chaver Lahargai, and then Raidif Acher Arayas. By Bob and Machteris, the Gemara has a drasha that it's mutter even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's the Hava mean it shouldn't be mutter on Shabbos? Mita the Havi, Misas Bezdin. Bezdin is not allowed to carry out Misas Bezdin on Shabbos, so I would think that this you're also not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. So even though on the surface, it seems to be poshet a pekuach nefesh. The way I understand it is that by Bob and Machteris, the Balabayas was given the rishus to not go hide in a closet. He's not mechuyev to confront the ganef. The Torah wasn't mechayev the person to control himself. And Memela created a din of bola hargach ashkin bahargoi. But the Gemara is saying without a drasha, I would have a din that you can't kill him on Shabbos. That's the equivalent of a misas bezdin. Even on Shabbos, it's mutter. Rashi says there it's mutter because of pikuach nefesh. But there's a havamina, it should be osir. And it seems the Gemara is not really being chayzer, that in the tzuras hadvarim, it has the tzur of misas bezdin. Just that over here, it's the Torah is being megala. Rashi understands that there's an element of pikuach nefesh. So even though the habola hargel chashkin behargoy on the surface is just a halach of hatzola, but Chazal see it as having the gedarm of Misas Bezdin. The Mishnah Melech has a shayla. Right, if that you're allowed to kill, can you kill him on Shabbos? Sok the Mishnah Melech. A right if achachaver lahargoy, it's pashut you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos because of bikuach nefesh. But what if you have a right if achar arayas? A right if achar arayas kipshutai, we're not going to treat as pikuach nefesh, because the Torah was mechadish, that it's nita in latzila benafshay, but the Mishnah Melech has a shayla. Because we have this din, the Mishnah Melech shayla is in Perek Chavdala, by that halacha that you don't carry out Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. So a roidef achar arayis, do you have a right to kill him on Shabbos? There's no isser ritzicha because ein loidomim, that's the gzer sakosov. We have a drasha that you're allowed to kill a roidef. It's a mutter on Shabbos, like the Mishnah Lomelech. Don't tell me that it's a kilkel, because Tosfos and Sanhedrin discusses, the Gemara has a machlokes whether by Shabbos is a din of nitan latzila benafshay. So Tosfos there is trying to figure out why would I think it should be mutter. Then Tosfos wants to know what the problem is. Maybe there's no malacha, it's kilkel. So Tosfos tells to the same din that when Bezdin kills somebody who's chayiv, it's called a tikkun, because of the kapara. Tosfos says that killing a roidif is also a tikkun. It doesn't say exactly what the tikkun is, maybe being matzlin from an aveira, it doesn't say klar, but Tosfos says that it's also called a tikkun, it will be called chilul Shabbos, like the Mishnah Lomelech. So if you have roidif acher arayis on Shabbos, it will be chilul Shabbos, would it be mutter? So Mishnah Melech writes that the Rif brings the way he learns a Gemara, he's allowed to kill an Am Ha'aretz, even on Yom Kippur. So the Rif learns the case that it's an Am Ha'aretz that's trying to be Ma'anis and Naira Marosa. Zokt Mishlo Melech. So the Rif is essentially being Peshav Mashaila. That the Rif understands that the Reidif Acha Naira Marosa is Nitnal Tzilba Nafsha even on Yom Kippur. So he's Peshav from there to Rai that it's Mutter, even though it's not what we would typically call Pikuach Nefesh. Then he says, if you the other Rishainim, it wouldn't be a Raya. Now this shayla of the Mishnah Lomelech, if it's shayach the din on Shabbos, and this din really that the Primagadim is mesupik about, which again I think that the way the Ktzais understands the din of the bimakon of such a teitzei nafshay, I mean the Ktzais understands it's also some type of anitan latzila benafshay. So that seems to be this shayla. Does it have the gedarim of Misas Bezdin? Would it have that same problem of carrying out in Bezdin? There's an interesting Ran in Chulin, where to me it seems that the Ran has a different perspective, perhaps, than the Ramban, and the male of this Machlekes Tzais and Nesivis. The Tzais has tainus on the Nesivis that he's comparing Lafrusha and Misuru with Makana Sacha Taitse Nafshay. The Gemara in Chulin brings a Braisa. The Gemara brings, it's the middle of a Braisa. First in the Braisa, you give Malkus Arbayim. Bamed, the Gemara begins with Bamed Varma Murim. So Kipshutai, the way the Braisa reads, by Eloisasei there's a din called Malkus Arboyim, by Anasei there's a din of Makanas Asher Teitzei Nafshei. In the Chedushi Aran, he writes that it's Lav Dafka. He says, when it says Bamed Varma Murim, it means, if he was already Iver and it's Farfaun, there's a din of Malkus Arboyim. And the way the Aran puts it is, Bezdin will be makas somebody who was already mevatel and asay malkus arboyim makas mardus, that's included in the brisa. Zok the brisa. When is the malkus arboyim, which means malkus deraisa, or perhaps makas mardus, if it's already farfaun, slacher hamaisa. Mashenkin, if it's something which he's in the middle of and it's a question of stopping him, zok the ran. You have somebody who's eating chametz on Pesach. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah saseh. It could even be he's being Isaac and Eloi saseh. Then the halach is makana sacha teitzei nafshei. So it seems that the Ran understands that chilik between makana sacha teitzei nafshei and the din of malkus arboim, the Ran uses a loshen. Malkus arboim is also for the future. The malkus arboim is that he shouldn't repeat it, shouldn't do it again. But you're not going to kill him. It's for foul. But if he's in the middle of doing it, you stop him. So the Ran is being mashve, a loisasei and an asei. They both have the same gedarim. So to me, it just seems that he has a different way of looking at it than the Ramban and Chumash. The Ramban and Chumash is bringing this chilik to show the hevdol between an asei and a loisasei. The Ran seems to be looking at it what we might call from a more practical perspective. If it's negei lemaisa to stop him, it doesn't matter whether it's an asei or a loisasei. There's a dinah shetetei nafshei, mashenkin by Eloisei, which means l'sha'avar. So in this prat, it's not clear to me where the Ran would stand. Because the Ramban, I think the Tzais understands in the Ramban, that's a din in Bezdin of makan shetetei nafshei. So I hear already where the Prima Godim's Shaila comes from, that's maybe a din of Anshei Bezdin. Where the Ran presents it, it seems like it's a practical matter. I don't know if it's a raya to the Nesivis. The Tzais has good kashas, but it seems to be that it's the same din of simply stopping a person. He's not being mechal between a lav and an asay, so it sounds like it's the same halacha. So that's a question that I have, just in understanding the Prima Godim Shaila. Again, a yashakayach to the host for hosting such a beautiful event. Yashakayach to everyone. You all have busy schedules, but it's certainly a nachas to see everyone. It's not to spend time with every single person, but just push it, the Riyas Panim, Liris Veleirois, is a tremendous nachas, Yashakayach.